And you're listening to Weekend Edition on VPR. I'm Mary Angish. It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
I understand you have quite a reading list, and the topic of the books that you're reading of how trees communicate.
Yeah, winter's a great time to catch up on reading, and I've been interested in this for a while, and many people have heard on Vermont Edition and other places research about this. There's a couple of books out, one that I'm looking to read soon, a Pulitzer Prize winner called Overstory, which is follows nine people in their relationship with trees and forests. But the one that I did read this winter is called The Hidden Life of Trees by Peter Wollenben. And he's a German horticulturist, a German forester, and he just noticed over many years kind of different things happening in the forest that he was taking care of. And he started looking into it and checking out different research, and he found out, of course, that trees can communicate with each other. And not just like a tree right next to you, like within a whole forest, they're communicating through the mycorrhizae that's in the soil. So they're sharing water, they're sharing nutrients, they're sharing information. You know, trees might be helping young trees get going, or one that's not doing so well get going. They might even help trees that are competitors with them, because the whole idea is that the forest is more important than the individual tree.
It like fills me with the sense that magic is real. Did you find out some research that was being done, a study in Israel? Tell us about that too.
Oh yeah, there's one at the University of Tel Aviv did some research, not necessarily about trees, but also about this whole idea of communicating. And what they found is that plants emit sounds. You know, we think of plants as just being these quiet things out in the forest or in the garden, but they actually emit sounds, very high frequency sounds that we can't hear, but other plants and perhaps insects can hear. And they emit different sounds based on what's going on. In a garden sense, a very practical sense, if your plants are emitting sounds saying they need water before the symptoms are showing, you can be on top of it to make sure that they're growing the best way they can. One more thing I wanted to say about the trees, and that they also emit a pheromone so they can communicate with each other, so that when insects start feeding on the leaves of the trees on the forest, that tree emits a pheromone telling the other trees in the forest, hey, there's insects here, and they start producing chemicals in their leaves that will repel the insects. So it's just amazing stuff.
If I could have my way, I would live in a tree. I don't know. It's just always, I've always had that sense. So this topic in particular just really, really is so fascinating and so interesting. And
It really tunes us into kind of beyond our intellect, but really kind of that feeling sense of being in the forest and what it's like to be a kid, like you're saying, just to have the wonder of being around all these great ancient creatures.
Visit the web post and you can click on some other fascinating reading about the life of trees and how they communicate. Charlie, how about a question?
Great.
This question comes from Denise in Waitsfield, and she asks, how do I get my orchid to bloom again? It's been 2 years since I received it.
Okay, so I'm not sure which kind of orchid she has, but I'm going to make a guess that it's a moth orchid. And they're beautiful plants, and they flower for months when they're in flower. But all that flowering process that happens when they finally stop flowering, it's going to take them a couple of months, maybe even up to 6 months to recover from that. And a way that you can help them to get them to rebloom again is to feed them well. So this time of year is probably not the best time of the year if they're not really actively growing, but pretty soon, you know, another couple of months, they'll start actively growing. Give them every other week some houseplant fertilizer. Mix it in with their water when you're watering them. And that's going to help build up the leaves, making them big and nice and healthy, so that they'll have enough energy to send out another flower stalk. A couple other things you can do. In the winter, make sure they're in bright light. Like, put them in a south-facing window, because the light is so low this time of year, it won't hurt them. Of course, when we get towards spring, put them in more of an east or west window so that they have some bright indirect light. No, they don't want to burn the leaves on them. That'll help. And also in the fall, put them in a room that's a little bit cooler than the rest of your house. So maybe 10 degrees cooler, like 55 to 65, somewhere in there. And leave them in there in the fall, and that will stimulate the re-blooming and setting up more flower stalks.
Okay, Denise, hopefully that'll help get the orchid to bloom again. Thanks so much, Charlie. And if you've got a question for Charlie Nardozzi to answer in an upcoming episode of All Things Gardening, send it to us at vpr.org. Just go there and search All Things Gardening. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.